Unanimous Declaration by the People of America. For Liberty, Freedom, Peace, Prosperity, and Justice. January 20, 2024. We, the people of the Republic of 1776, stand united in our demand for swift and immediate action, firmly grounded in the words and facts meticulously presented within this declaration. It is not just our right, but our solemn duty to both exercise our vigilance in holding our government officials accountable and to demand redress for our grievances. Within this declaration, we not only articulate our profound care and concern for the current state of our beloved Republic, but also our unwavering commitment to safeguarding its future and the cherished rights and freedoms that are the cornerstone of our nation. Within this declaration, we have meticulously marshaled a compendium of irrefutable facts, and it is with resolute determination that we call for expeditious and decisive action. Any reluctance to heed our call, the will of the people, to comply with the full extent of our just demands shall be met with the righteous contempt of a people unyielding in its commitment to accountability. Our elected representatives should take heed, for the will of the people is resolute, and we shall accept nothing less than the swift and just resolution we seek for the sake of our republic and the generations to come. In the turbulent flow of human history, there arise times when the weight of circumstance and conscience converge, compelling the people to sever the intricate ties that have bound them to another. It is during these defining moments in history that the people must rise to the occasion, stepping into the roles they are divinely called to fill among the constellation of sovereign states of America. The laws of nature and the wisdom bestowed by the divine order of God will indeed guide the people in this solemn endeavor. Such moments test the character and mettle of a nation, demanding an unrelenting resolve and an unwavering commitment to the principles upon which America was founded, a beacon of hope and liberty in an ever-evolving world. In the pursuit of liberty and justice, it is incumbent upon us to uphold the principle of affording a profound respect to the perspectives and sentiments of our fellow human beings. To truly honor the essence of liberty and self-governance, we must candidly articulate the motivations that propel us towards the path of separation from the oppressive dominion exercised by entrenched oligopolies, whose reign is perpetuated through the insidious channels of corruption and undue influence. In doing so, we not only assert our commitment to transparency and accountability but also signify our unwavering dedication to fostering a nation where every voice is heard, every opinion valued, and the ideals of freedom and equality stand as the pillars upon which our collective future is built. These profound words, penned with indelible ink within this declaration, stand as a testament to the enduring ideals upon which America was built. In the timeless wisdom of these words, they declare that every individual, regardless of their station in life, carries within them an inherent worth that cannot be taken away. It is a recognition that the spark of divinity resides in each of us, bestowing upon us the sacred gift of unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These rights are not bestowed by mere mortals but are a divine endowment, a birthright granted by our benevolent Creator. They are the very essence of what it means to be human, forming the bedrock upon which just governments are founded. In the crucible of this powerful declaration, the essential role of governance is made manifest. Governments, it declares, draw their legitimacy and authority from the will of the governed, a social contract that binds the people and their rulers in a sacred covenant. Yet, we also recognize the fallibility of governments, acknowledging that when these institutions deviate from their sacred duty of securing the people's rights and well-being, the people retain the fundamental right to dismantle and replace them. It is a call to action, a clarion call for vigilance and responsibility, a reminder that the pursuit of safety and happiness is a shared endeavor, requiring both the integrity of leaders and the vigilance of the governed. In these words, the essence of liberty and the enduring quest for a more just and equitable world are immortalized. Prudence, a virtue embedded in the very essence of governance, wisely counsels against rash and ephemeral upheavals of established systems. Time-honored wisdom imparts a profound truth, revealing that humanity often endures the burden of suffering when the adversities remain within tolerable bounds rather than hastily dismantling the structures to which they have grown accustomed. Yet, this wisdom, while paramount, must not serve as a straitjacket for the enduring spirit of liberty. when a protracted sequence of injustices and abuses, unwavering in their pursuit of unchecked power, manifests a sinister intent to subjugate the populace under absolute tyranny, it is not just a right but a solemn duty to cast off such oppressive rule and forge a new shield of guardianship to safeguard the promise of a brighter future. In this balance between prudence and the call of duty, the character of a nation's resilience emerges, proving that the heart of a nation's integrity lies in its ability to discern the moment when change becomes a solemn obligation, and not merely a transient whim. The enduring patience of America and its people has been nothing short of remarkable, a testament to their unwavering commitment to the principles of liberty and self-governance. Yet, the present circumstances have become dire, compelling us to reassess and reshape our governmental systems. This pivotal moment in history is marred by the pervasive influence of powerful oligopolists who clandestinely align themselves with enigmatic secret societies like the Illuminati Cabalists. A disheartening narrative unfolds, chronicling a relentless series of injustices and usurpations, all with the clear and sinister objective of imposing absolute tyranny upon not just the people of America but extending their malevolent reach to every corner of the globe. To substantiate these grave claims, let us lay forth a compelling array of facts before the discerning eyes of the world, illuminating a path toward justice and emancipation for all. The erosion of trust in our governing processes is a deeply concerning issue that demands our immediate attention and action. The events surrounding the 2020 U.S. election fraud allegations have left many feeling disillusioned and disheartened. When the integrity of our electoral system is called into question, it not only threatens the foundations of America but also undermines the principles upon which our nation was built. In order to preserve our liberty and uphold the fundamental right to vote, it is crucial that we engage in a rigorous and transparent examination of our electoral processes, holding those responsible for any wrongdoing accountable, and working together as a united nation to restore faith in our institutions. Only through a commitment to truth, fairness, and the protection of the voice of every American can we hope to ensure that our nation remains a beacon of hope and a symbol of liberty for generations to come. In a world plagued by uncertainty, where the lines between truth and deception blur, the decision to forbid elected officials who stand for the truth in our state legislatures from passing laws of immediate and pressing importance based on false narratives and misinformation is not just a matter of great concern, but it causes us to question the trust and integrity of our governance and the need for a complete examination of our government processes to make sure they align with the Constitution. In the face of relentless fear-mongering and the dissemination of misinformation surrounding the COVID strains and potential cures, it becomes a moral imperative to safeguard the public from the clutches of deceit. The imposition of purported solutions like the COVID injections, which contain harmful elements capable of altering human DNA, raises legitimate concerns about the preservation of our natural immune systems. It is within this crucible of conflicting narratives and interests that the true character of our leaders and institutions is put to the test. With the potential for dire consequences looming, it is our shared responsibility to navigate these treacherous waters with wisdom, transparency, and the unwavering commitment to the well-being of our nation, for the stakes could not be higher. It is in moments of such profound concern and contemplation that we find ourselves grappling with the delicate balance between governance and individual liberty. Refusing to pass or enforce laws without due consideration for the accommodation of the people raises questions about the integrity of our elected representatives. These laws, seemingly tied to compliance with health measures such as COVID vaccinations and waivers of liability, fuel concerns about the erosion of the fundamental right of representation. In our state legislature, the role of our representatives is a sacred one, meant to safeguard the interests and rights of the people, rather than being wielded as a tool of tyranny. It is essential that we engage in informed and critical discourse to discern the line between safeguarding public health and preserving our cherished values of liberty and autonomy. As we navigate these complex waters, we must remain vigilant and steadfast in our commitment to a nation that values both the well-being of its people and the principles upon which it was founded. We the people stand firm to hold our representatives accountable in our state legislatures and other forms of federal, state, and local government who allowed these heinous crimes to be perpetrated against the American people, and we demand that justice is served. These are the injustices that we stand firm to address. Number 1, they refused assent to laws by corruption of the truth, a matter exemplified by the vast amount of documented evidence of widespread fraud in the 2020 U.S. presidential election and misrepresentation of the people and their rights at every level. As a consequence, we the people have been unjustly usurped of our legal right to exercise our basic right to vote, a fundamental cornerstone of America, vital for the public good and the attainment of proper representation. Number 2, they have forbidden elected officials in our state legislature to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance, imposing rules based on false reporting and public fear created by false narratives and misinformation, such as the COVID strains of infection and the true cures that can remove the infections. Number 3, they have imposed solutions such as administering COVID vaccines containing RNA-altering poison elements. This approach poses a significant risk by disrupting the human body's innate immune system, leaving it vulnerable to diseases. This could potentially lead to a future where as much as 70% of individuals who have received these questionable vaccines, heavily promoted through media channels controlled by a select group of cabal Illuminati oligopolists. Number 4, they refuse to pass or enforce laws for the accommodation of the people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation by compliance when taking the COVID vaccines and signing a waiver of liability. Number 5, they refuse to address or introduce and pass legislation that would pave the way for organ transplants to patients who exercise their right to freely choose not to take the COVID injections of poison, and as a result, many people tragically lost their lives because they were denied the most fundamental right to receive a life-saving organ transplant. Number 6, they, in the state legislature, do not truly represent the best interests of the people. Instead, they represent the tyrants by passing laws that are unconstitutional, subjugating the people to false narratives and mandates, which align with a global agenda to reduce the population. This includes tactics such as endless wars, engineered food shortages, and long-term health risks associated with food modifications, deliberately compromising the people's immune system to keep them sick. Number 7, they clandestinely call together state legislative bodies at places unusual and distant from the depository of their public records, meticulously orchestrating a covert strategy to compel compliance with measures aimed at ensuring the depopulation of humanity and retaining resources for their hidden agenda. Number 8, they have shamelessly and systematically dissolved true state representative houses repeatedly through insidious vote manipulation, cynically installing and selecting candidates who are beholden solely to the tyrant oligopolist and their self-serving policies, all while ruthlessly suppressing any opposition to their flagrant invasions on the rights of the people. Number 9, they have refused, persisting for an extended duration, after such dissolutions even in the face of legal challenges brought forth by duly elected representatives of the people, to illegitimately engineer the selection of others through compromised dominion voting systems and technology. This brazen manipulation has left the state legislative powers impotent, incapable of offering genuine representation to the people. Consequently, in the absence of a responsive and truthful government, it becomes imperative that this power and authority be returned to the people at large for its exercise and rectification. Meanwhile, the state remains perilously exposed to the looming threats of internal subversion through compromised representation and external convulsions, with no imminent resolutions in sight. Number 10, they have relentlessly endeavored to obstruct the population of all states from freely casting their votes for representatives at all levels of government, implementing covert agendas meticulously designed to inflict harm upon the very people residing in all states and across nations worldwide. Number 11, they have grossly obstructed the administration of justice by consistently refusing their assent to laws aimed at establishing an independent judiciary with the capacity to dispense true justice. We, the people, find ourselves ensnared within the web of this dire situation, encompassing all aspects of domestic law enforcement, domestic and international military engagements. These compromised authorities have systematically constrained and manipulated our actions, compelling us to adhere to false narratives and the tyrannical influence and directives of the cabal of Illuminati cabalist oligopolists. Number 12, they have egregiously rendered domestic, regional, and supreme judges wholly dependent on their arbitrary will alone, controlling both the tenure of their offices and the determination of their salaries, thereby eroding the vital independence and integrity of our judiciary. Number 13. They have erected a multitude of new offices and dispatched swarms of officers to harass our people, siphoning their resources through the distribution of new stimulus funds and hampering the normal functioning and prosperity of businesses with fraudulent pandemic schemes and fear-mongering tactics. What was initially presented as a temporary solution has now transgressed into a disturbing state reminiscent of authoritarian regimes, invoking echoes of a show-me-your-papers mentality, akin to Nazi Gestapo tactics. Number 14, they kept among us, in times of peace, standing UN and other NATO armies, without the consent of our military leaders who have not been compromised. This foreign military presence raised concerns about the erosion of our national sovereignty and the potential for undue foreign influence over our security decisions. It is imperative that we protect our autonomy and ensure that our military remains under the control of those committed to the defense of our nation. Number 15. They have been affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. Their actions have not only offended the American people, but they have also contributed to a fake administration that pursues reckless policies, thereby jeopardizing our national security and placing the well-being of our nation in perilous uncertainty. It is imperative that we restore the balance of power and prioritize the safety and stability of our homeland. Number 16. They have combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving their assent to their acts of pretended legislation. This collusion has eroded the very foundations of our nation, allowing foreign interests to influence our domestic affairs and manipulate the legislative process. Such actions not only violate our sovereignty but also threaten the integrity of our system of governance. Number 17. They have quartered large bodies of foreign armed troops near us, in clear violation of our territorial sovereignty and the principles upon which our nation was founded. Number 18. They have protected these foreign armed troops, by a mock trial, from punishment for any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these United States with the use of fake vaccines that have killed tens of thousands of Americans and millions of others worldwide. Such heinous crimes have gone unchecked, and it is our solemn duty to seek justice for the innocent lives lost and hold those responsible accountable for their actions. We must ensure that the pursuit of profit does not come at the cost of human lives and well-being. Number 19. They have cut off our trade with all parts of the world, and systematically closed our businesses under the guise of fear and new policy surrounding a fake COVID and other pandemic measures, which have inflicted immeasurable economic hardships on our people and disrupted the global flow of commerce, endangering our nation's prosperity and global relations. Number 20. They have imposed unethical and unconstitutional taxes on us without our consent, depriving us of our hard-earned income and financial security. These unjust fiscal burdens not only diminish the economic well-being of our people but also infringe upon our fundamental rights as free individuals. It is our duty to demand a fair and transparent tax system that respects the principles of representation and consent enshrined in our Constitution. Number 21. They have deprived us, in many cases, of the benefits of trial by jury through the intimidation and even assassination of witnesses who dared to speak the truth about those in power, perpetrating a grave abuse of justice and undermining the very essence of a fair legal system. Such actions strike at the heart of our foundational principles and erode trust in our institutions. We must vigorously defend the right to a fair trial and protect those who seek to expose corruption and wrongdoing. Number 22. They have transported and trafficked children for the purpose of satanic human sacrifices and the practice of adrenochrome use with the torture and murder of young children. Number 23. They have abolished the free system of constitutional law, also known as common law, and have surreptitiously instituted maritime or admiralty law, thereby establishing an arbitrary United States corporate government already teetering on the brink of bankruptcy. By expanding its boundaries and reach, they aim to set a dangerous precedent and create an instrument for the introduction of the same absolute rule not only within America but on a global scale, threatening the principles of sovereignty and self-governance. Number 24. They have taken away our charters, abolished our most valuable laws, and fundamentally altered the true forms of our governments, effectively undermining the will of the people and eroding the foundations of our government system. These actions, driven by self-serving interests, have infringed upon the rights and liberties enshrined in our Constitution, leaving us with a government that no longer serves the best interests of the people it is meant to represent. It is our solemn duty to restore and protect the principles of justice and liberty that our nation was built upon. Number 25. They have suspended our own legally elected legislatures and replaced them with fake-voted candidates. They have unilaterally declared themselves invested with the power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. This blatant subversion of the election process has led to a crisis of representation and a betrayal of the public trust. It is imperative that we restore the principles of free and fair elections to ensure that the true will of the people is accurately reflected in our legislative bodies. Number 26. They have abdicated the responsibilities of the true United States government by declaring U.S. bereft of rights and waging a surreptitious war against us. Their actions, such as administering vaccines that raise concerns about altering our DNA through RNA, introducing HIV, and incorporating other potentially harmful elements, have raised alarm and cast shadows of doubt on their commitment to our well-being. It is our duty to demand transparency, accountability, and the restoration of our fundamental rights. Number 27. They have callously destroyed the lives of millions of the people of the United States, and their reckless actions continue to exact a devastating toll on millions more globally with alarming precision. Their policies and decisions, shrouded in secrecy and self-interest, have left a trail of suffering, loss, and despair that cannot be ignored. It is incumbent upon us to stand up against this ruthless disregard for human life and demand accountability for their actions. Number 28. They have transported large armies of foreign UN and Chinese military forces to further their works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already initiated with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy that are scarcely paralleled even in the most barbarous ages. These actions stand as a stark departure from the principles befitting a civilized nation. Their insidious influence extends to the leadership of federal government agencies such as the CDC, FDA, UN, CCP, and intelligence agencies like the CIA, FBI, and MI6, while governmental authorities in central banks continue to erode the sovereignty of nations and subjugate their people. Number 29. They have cruelly constrained our fellow people, citizens of many nations, forcing them to bear arms against their own countrymen, becoming the unwitting executioners of their friends and brethren or facing their own demise at the hands of their coerced actions. Our military and law enforcement agencies are subjected to the harrowing dilemma of following illegal orders and enduring the invasion of their own bodies through forced fake COVID vaccinations, a betrayal of their trust and dedication to protecting our nation's integrity and values. It is our solemn duty to protect the integrity of our armed forces and law enforcement agencies, ensuring their allegiance remains to the principles of justice and the well-being of our people. Number 30. They have recklessly incited domestic insurrections amongst us through movements like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, fanning the flames of violence and sowing discord within our communities, cities, and government. Their endeavors have perilously threatened to unleash the merciless rule of warfare upon the inhabitants of our nation, resulting in an undistinguished destruction of lives, regardless of age, gender, or circumstance. It is our solemn duty to reject such tactics and strive for unity, peace, and justice within our nation. In each phase of these injustices, we, as individuals seeking a just and equitable nation, have earnestly and humbly presented our grievances, at both the state and federal level seeking a remedy to the grave issues we face. However, our continuous efforts to petition the government for redress have been met with nothing but further harm and disregard for the principles of justice and liberty. The character of those in power has become synonymous with the actions of a tyrannical faction, resembling a cabal of oligarchs who have proven themselves unworthy of influencing the governance of the free people of the United States of America, as well as those abroad. It is a moment of reflection and resolve, where the enduring spirit of the people must rise to confront these oppressions with unity and determination, for the sake of a brighter future for all. In this passionate plea for attention and understanding from our fellow countrymen in America and beyond, the depth of our longing for recognition and solidarity becomes palpable. We've tirelessly cautioned them about the encroachment of a fraudulent legislature seeking to impose an unjust dominion upon us. Through our words, we have painted a vivid picture of our circumstances, beseeched their inherent sense of fairness and generosity, and invoked the bonds of shared kinship that should compel them to renounce these oppressive acts, which threaten to sever the vital ties that bind us together. Regrettably, our pleas have fallen on deaf ears, as they too have turned a blind eye to the principles of justice and familial unity. Consequently, we find ourselves reluctantly accepting the inexorable need to sever our ties, marking them as adversaries in times of conflict, but holding out hope that in times of peace, they might yet become our friends once more. In this momentous declaration, we, the representatives of the United States of America, stand united with unwavering integrity and character, invoking the profound authority bestowed upon us by the steadfast people of this remarkable nation. With solemn resolve, we resolutely proclaim that these United States are not only free but inherently entitled to their independence, absolving themselves from any allegiance to clandestine oligopolists, shadowy cabals, or secret societies that seek to undermine the very essence of America. The bonds that once tied us to foreign powers must be irrevocably severed, for we now emerge as free and independent United States, empowered to exercise our sovereign right to wage war, forge peace, establish alliances, nurture commerce, and undertake all duties incumbent upon independent nations. In pursuit of this declaration, we place our profound trust in the protective embrace of divine providence, pledging to each other not only our lives, fortunes, and sacred honor but also an immediate call to action. We shall, without hesitation, engage our state legislatures to safeguard our most fundamental right, the right to protect our votes and preserve the integrity of our electoral processes and devices. With resolute determination, we recognize that it is within our authority as the people to rectify the wrongs that have infiltrated our daily lives and control the course of our future. The time to act is now, as each of us, in every state, pens a letter with a printed and signed copy of this declaration, addressed to our state representatives and senators, demanding the reforms and legislative changes within this declaration necessary to eradicate corruption within our state governments and protect the rights of our fellow Americans. United in purpose, we shall ensure that America remains pure and our freedoms, unassailable, forever enshrined under the sacred mantle of the original Constitution drafted in 1787 and ratified in 1789. We the people, specifically address the following issues. 1. We firmly demand the immediate removal of every electronic voting machine and tabulator regardless of its make or model, including Dominion, Smartmatic, or any other brand, from every county and state across our great land. We insist that the exclusive method of voting should employ official paper ballots fortified with blockchain and watermark technology, ensuring the utmost security and transparency. Furthermore, we vehemently call for the implementation of one-day voting only, and strict voter ID consistently enforced in every county and state, to safeguard and fortify the integrity of our electoral process. 2. We firmly demand the immediate removal of every elected official who has been complicit in these crimes against the people and those who have failed to adhere to the oath they solemnly took to uphold the will of the people they represent, as prescribed by the original Constitution of 1789. This imperative applies without exception to any elected official at every level of government who does not honor and uphold their oath. 3. We firmly demand the protection of our cherished individual liberties, including the fundamental right to make personal choices regarding our medical treatments, particularly in the context of the contentious issue of COVID-19 vaccines. We express our deep concerns over the contents of this vaccine, which we believe may pose potential risks to human DNA through RNA, as well as concerns regarding the inclusion of elements like HIV and other potentially adverse components. It is crucial that we have the autonomy to make informed decisions about our own healthcare. 4. We firmly demand not only compensation and liability for the harm inflicted upon those who were coerced into taking the COVID-19 vaccination, under the undue influence of mass media and federal government mandates, but also a comprehensive investigation into the alleged illegal manipulation of vaccine approvals by federal agencies. These actions appear to be part of a broader agenda orchestrated by globalist oligopolist cabal organizations, including but not limited to the Federal Reserve Board FRB, United Nations UN, Council on Foreign Relations CFR, Central Intelligence Agency CIA, Federal Bureau of Investigations FBI, Department of Justice DOJ, International Monetary Fund IMF, Bank of International Settlements BAS, Internal Revenue Service IRS, and any other entities that wield undue influence over the affairs of the people of America. These actions have infringed upon our cherished individual freedoms and liberties, hindering our pursuit of happiness. 5. We firmly demand the immediate removal of all restrictions and the cessation of fear-based promotion surrounding COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccinations and any other medical issues. These restrictions and fear tactics have been detrimental to our individual liberties to work, earn, and spend, which serve as the cornerstone of a robust and healthy economy. It is essential that our nation regains its vitality and that our cherished liberties are restored without undue interference. We rest with peace and the love of mankind, united in our determination to preserve our rights, freedoms, liberty, and our nation's unity and prosperity for generations to come. We desire life, not death, or planned genocide, and shall enforce all measures of this being corrected to save our nation from demise and destruction. Signed by, We the People of America.